Jason Swigart, Joel Sabacca back, and that, of course, the voice of head coach Shante Leggins, kind enough to join us here for a postgame interview. Courtesy of Carioca Bowls, a favorite of Pilot student athletes with locations on Alberta Street and Northwest 21st Avenue. Carioca Bowls making one handcrafted acai bowl at a time. It'll be bowls for everybody tonight. The Eaton was good for this offense tonight against Florida A&M. Looking at the box score, I know coaches go to the things that irritate you the most, but a fairly convincing and satisfying victory.
Yeah, very much so. I thought this team that we played tonight, they play hard, you know, and they do a good job, and their pressure can really bother you. And you look at the turnovers, but those turnovers weren't from the pressure. It was kind of self-inflicted turnovers today, very careless with the rock or with the ball, sorry. And, you know, we got to be much better than that. But they came out, and we did a very good job right from the start defensively, and that kind of put them in a bad spot. And then we made some threes early, and so it put them in a place where they had to really try to catch up. And that team right now, you know, putting a lot of those new guys together, it's hard for them to catch up. And so we felt that we had to do it from the start. I was really impressed with our offensive rebounds in the first half. We only gave up two, and it was in the last minute, 30 seconds of that half. So, you know, we came out and we executed what we wanted to do game plan wise. I just wish the fouls and the free throws that we gave up and the turnovers, we would have been much better.
No, I thought Moses Wood coming out right of the gate, not only making shots, but rebounding the ball, running the floor, gave you a huge lift. It was nice to see him back out there tonight.
Oh, 100%. You know, I wish, you know, you see him with 9 shots. I wish he would have had 15, 16, 17 shots. That's what we want him to do. So, you know, I'm not happy about the 9, but I am happy about, you know, him being able to get out there. I played him more minutes than I wanted to play him the whole second half just to get him going and get him moving. But, you know, it was kind of a good thing for him to get his legs back. And you can see that the 3-point shots there. Yeah, I wish he would have shot a couple more. He needs to shoot like 10 a game if possible. But I want him to be more aggressive. But you see how he helps with us. He helps us on the glass, and you see how he does a lot of different things for us defensively. And he, you know, we put him on number 23 right from the start, and that's their guy. And so he did a good job on him.
And Christian tonight got his offense going as well. A couple of little floaters down on the baseline got him going early. Hit one of those Dirk Nowitzki 1-foot floaters. He kind of had it all going.
Well, yeah, very, very talented young man. I'm telling you guys, you know, we're just lucky to have him. Some of the things he did out there tonight was amazing. You know, you see him on the offensive glass. You see him blocking shots. You see him getting dunks. You know, disappointed with the 4 turnovers because, again, they're unforced. You know, those are things he should have 2 more shots at least, and he was trying to make plays for others. And that's the kind of guy Christian is. He knows he has it rolling, but he's still looking for other guys, and that's the kind of teammate you want. And so we're trying to get our guys all the way there to understand what their roles are still. You know, Christian's role is a little different than it was last year. So we need him to score. He should have had maybe 24, 28 points tonight, but he only ended up with 20, which is awesome. You know, and so he did everything we needed him to do, except for he had a couple turnovers that we're not happy about.
Different feel going to the bench like you're able to and outscoring them 30-12 from the bench.
But yeah.
Talk a little bit about some of those guys that have come in and giving you some of that production and lowered, you know, you don't have to play T-Rob 38 minutes or 40 minutes.
Exactly that. I don't think they've played 30 minutes yet this year. We'll see what it looks like on Friday. But being able to have, you know, a guy like Jack Perry and Chica come off the bench, those two guys are battle-tested. They understand what we want to do, and they fight. They're tough guys. They bring toughness to our team. They bring a leadership to our team that really helps us out. And then you can bring in some young guys like Wanze and Applewhite came in and played good tonight. He got 9 free throws, you know, which is huge. And then, but, you know, we're really looking to get our big guys. We got to get them rolling. You know, we got to get Joey playing. We got to get V playing. And then we got to get Wyatt. You know, Wyatt's going to come in and shoot some threes and do some things, but we need to get him defensively, you know, always on the same page. And then we need Joey and V to step up and be big time guys for us, because they can. You know, you can't go through a game and see V have 0 points and 4 fouls. That really hurts us after having 18 and 6 the night before. So we need to really make sure we're getting him touches, and we really need to make sure Joey's getting some looks too.
Chen here with head coach Shante Leggins. Pilots victorious 91-54. So really impressed with what we saw. Obviously, we know you didn't go hard with just the one day off in terms of drilling and practicing, but able to go from the film session, take the lessons that you guys wanted them to take into this game. We saw it early on, attention to detail with the defensive end, rebounding. What's going to be that same process against Portland State, who's just been antsy? This will be their first game, so you know they're going to be full of energy.
Oh, yeah. Well-coached team. I mean, he's a heck of a coach. He does a good job. with this team. They play really, really hard. They got some talented guys over there. You know, we just got to come out and be prepared. We don't know how they're going to play. You know, we could speculate and go over things, but this will be their first go of it. They've had some closed door scrimmages. You know, we've done everything that we can to get some film on it, but no one's giving it up. You know, but you know, we're looking forward to going out there and playing against them. You know, it's a rival game. It's fun for the fans. It's fun for Portland. Again, like I said, they're a well coached team. He does a good job with those guys. We hope we can come out and play one of our better games. But it's an exciting time for us. We got three games at home, which is awesome. And so we just got to protect our home floor.
Well, we'll let you go. Get one of those Aussie eyeballs if you wish. And Christian Scholin sitting here. We'll talk to him about his performance and how this team's coming together. Thanks so much, Coach Leggins. We'll let you go.
Definitely. Thank you. If you missed our women's team tonight, I think we were trying to battle them and get the other team to have 18 turnovers like they did. Inspiration. And then again.
In the half court.
Yeah, exactly. And then a reminder, you guys come out and watch this game on Saturday. We're hosting NCAA tournament soccer. Our women's team is hosting a tournament game, which is awesome. There's only one of 64 teams doing it. Please come watch them. They're playing Arizona State, and we need that win. All right, go Pilots.
There you go. Thanks, Coach Leggins. Thanks, Coach.